Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. And as the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' And then all of those bridesmaids got up and they trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No. There will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Amen, amen. Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Our reading today comes from Jesus' sermon in Matthew. One of the 5 sermons that he gives, or 5 talks that Jesus gives throughout the Gospel of Matthew. And this talk, this sermon, this message that Jesus is proclaiming at this point in the Gospel is about the apocalypse, the eschaton, the end of things, a final judgment. It's where we get verses like the Lord dividing the sheep from the wolves. It's where we get other parables like this one that draw us to a final conclusion of separation, of culling, of wheat being separated from the chaff, of the wise being separated from the foolish. In this parable, Jesus gives us this strange story about 10 bridesmaids coming and waiting to do their part in the wedding ceremony and preparing lamps to lead the bridegroom into the party. But the bridegroom doesn't show up on time. It doesn't come when they expect. And so they get drowsy. They wait, and they try to keep their eyes open like the disciples on that night when Jesus is praying in the garden and asked them to pray with him, but they can't. Their eyes grow heavy, and sleep overtakes them. But then suddenly, out of nowhere, in a moment at midnight, the voice rings out, "The bridegroom is here, get up!" And in that moment, their moment has come. And there's this breaking in of possibility when they had given up hope and fallen asleep. There's this breaking in of possibility in this moment where the bridegroom, long awaited, shows up and the party can finally begin. And the question is, when that moment comes, are these bridesmaids ready? When is the question we've been pondering this month, beginning last week with our celebration of All Saints and some engagement with some stations out in the commons area, ways of praying into this question of when. And I invite you to stop by some of those stations in the commons area and continue to engage with those questions after worship today. Because when is this question that we come to in our faith? Because we live our lives always defined by when, or often defined by when. Our lives seem to be a history, a straightforward story, going from the beginning through the middle of our lives until we reach the end. Time marches on, and in the story, the history of our lives, God comes in to walk alongside us at certain moments. And sometimes God comes when we expect God to, in places where we expect to see God. And sometimes time doesn't work as we expect it to. And it's not the chronos time, but the kairos time, this Greek word of time that means when the moment is prepared, when things are possible. When the moment of possibility comes, will the bridesmaids be ready? Will you? As it's Veterans Day weekend, this weekend I've been thinking about a veteran who I know who is close to me, my best friend, Shad. He served in the Army National Guard. He served a tour over in Iraq. He joined the National Guard right after high school because it was exactly the thing that his dad wanted him not to do. And so he joined up, and he went through the training, and eventually he got deployed. And when he came back, we were overjoyed to have him back and out of danger. But he came back having experienced quite a bit of trauma. He came back, and as time went on, we realized that he wasn't quite the same as when he left. Symptoms of PTSD started showing up. He would hide them with drinking or drug use. They'd show up in panic attacks, in sudden moments of anxiety. He didn't always know when something would trigger him. In a moment, it could go from being fine to suddenly being not fine. When we experience trauma, it impacts how we see and understand the world. It affects our capacity to see the world as it really is. And instead of seeing the world as it is, we see in moments of otherwise benign circumstance, existential threat. Trauma can affect our capacity to see the truth. In our scripture, the wise bridesmaids are the ones who, when that moment of possibility comes, have the light in their lamps that they can see clearly. They've done their work of preparation to bring the oil that is needed. They can light their lamps and see clearly, while the foolish have not paid attention to their sight. The foolish cannot see when the bridegroom comes. The story of Shad's journey through PTSD and panic attacks and drinking problem got better. Over many years of time, he did the work of going to therapy, finding support for his addiction problems, of working through exercises to overcome anxiety and panic attacks so that when they would come, he could realize that in that moment, he wasn't actually in danger, but instead was armed with the tools that he could see a little more clearly. He got a lot healthier. He got a lot more able to live. And this last year, he did one of the most anxiety-inducing things that any of us will ever do, and he got married. After swearing he never would. When the moment comes, will you be able to see it? Will you be able to see? Will the preparation have been done and prepared you to be ready to grasp that moment of possibility when it strikes? Because as Jesus is talking to us about the end of times here, he's also talking to us about the possibilities that show up in our lives each and every day of them. That those moments of possibility are present in our lives. The road diverges towards heaven or hell, towards the good or the ill at so many points. In fact, in every conversation we have with another, especially if that other is one that we love, there's the possibility that we can say something that can deeply hurt them, that we might never be able to return from, that leaves us in life looking a little more hellish. Or we might use that opportunity to speak a word of love or forgiveness or generosity and instead step a little more fully into heaven here on earth. The moment of possibility comes. It's why world events are so fraught and challenging. That decisions that are made by human beings in a moment can lead us towards a world or a situation of warfare or of peace. And it's hard to know which way sometimes unless you are prepared. So when that moment comes in your life, will you be able to count on the daylight to see it clearly? To know that, oh, here's the moment I've been waiting for. Here's the possibility that is going to lead me into life. Here's God showing up in my life. And if I do this thing, I'm going to experience joy. Can you count on the daylight to make that moment clear? Or instead, will it be dark and hidden like a surprise at midnight? Will God show up in your lives in surprising and unexpected ways, at surprising and unexpected times? When that moment comes, will you have the light to see? Will you have the light in your lamps to be able to see clearly that moment? When that moment comes, will you be as the wise ones who prepared themselves? Like the wise ones who prepared and built their house on solid rock, digging their foundations deep so that they could weather the storm, or like the wise bridesmaids who prepared and brought oil. Will you be prepared and practiced at being what Jesus calls you to be, light for the world? We are prepared by words of Jesus to be that light we need to see. When that moment comes, will you be prepared? Be prepared to see God showing up in your life. Be prepared to grab the possibility of that moment and in that possibility to step towards the joy of God's love. These moments, they come into our lives. Jesus is talking about eternity here, but he's also talking about now. Often we yearn and we wait for God to show up and sort of fix the whole world. But every moment of every day, there's a possibility of God fixing it just a little bit for you. God showing up in those unexpected places, in those unexpected ways. And we prepare
to welcome God, to see God, to follow God in those moments by practicing our vision, by practicing our sight, by being open to the possibility and being ready when the choice comes to follow and to be light in the world. So let us trim our lamps, fill our jars of oil, remember again that God shows up in the most unexpected places. The world is not always as dire as it seems, but can indeed be a place of possibility if we can see the truth. And let us see the truth, which is that Jesus comes. Jesus comes at midnight. Jesus comes for each of us. Jesus is coming for you. Amen.